And a lot has happened over the last hour that I'm doing my best to recap for those who are just joining us. Jim Rutledge thinks that walk-off home runs are not exciting. He said that on Wildy and Tausch when he was in for them. I don't care what he says. Wild Bill deserved every second of enjoyment. Trotting those bases, throwing the bat up in the air as far as he freaking could. Just like he threw the strikeout basically out of American Family
Field. Boy, he was mad, huh?
Toss them.
He said, yeah.
Devontae Wyatt, grade 2 an extension with the Green Bay Packers. Andrew Fisher is reposting and tweeting abnormally on social media.
What do you mean? You don't know that man's normal.
I went and looked. It's not like he's like.
So it's out of ordinary.
He's not like actively like saying stuff every day.
Something caught his eye.
Let's go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Our guy Corey in Chicago on Devontae Wyatt. Corey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, man? I missed you guys, man.
Always a pleasure, Corey. How you feeling about Devontae Wyatt?
Oh, my God. That is very huge for that defensive line, man. That is very huge to go with Hargrave and that rookie McClendon. That's very huge for that front seven. Very huge.
Anything else on your mind? You just calling to check in.
Yeah, man. Hey, I can't wait for Packer football, man.
Yes, sir.
Get down with the Packers. Can't wait for Packer football so we can shut these bear fools up, man.
How's it been down in the Chi? You down in the Chi? You based in the Chi or you just from Chicago?
No, I stay in Chicago, man. I can tell you what the temperature feel like.
Yeah, what it
feel like? The temperature feel like very delusional over here this part of Chicago.
That's just a normal day in Chicago in the Chi, but they just got a little bit of hope.
I tell Caleb Williams fans, hey, man, y'all got a quarterback that's bad as Mark McGuire. He either hit a home run or strike out.
Yeah. Pretty solid. if Mark McGuire hit a lot of home runs. Corey, you're the man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right.
That's Corey giving us the temperature of the delusion.
Delusional. There's always a chance of delusion down in Chicago for the team.
I think Liam goes the other way in Chicago. Liam, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liam going once. Liam going twice. Liam sold. 800-990-3776.
No, hell no.
That was not on the air. That was in your ear. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talk and Text Line. Corey is very excited about Devontae Wyatt. Quay Walker, the other first-round pick, obviously moved on from. What I find interesting right now is Isaiah McDuffie. Because when we talk about the way that they've signed and locked in talent, it's a lot. Again, the Packers did bring some new guys in, some veterans, some older players. But the core of the team, you're going to recognize a lot of the core. Right? They brought in some pieces, but it's very draft-developed. Keep your guys.
The studs are still here.
So, when I think about what McDuffie had to say about the Packers having all the tools, I think it's important that we take a listen to C-Cat's not listening to me. Isaiah McDuffie. He's worried that Buddy is going to text him because he was listening to the show about how he outed him on throwing up at the restaurant.
You haven't heard about my stories talking about my bachelor party experiences, boy.
Here's Isaiah McDuffie.
What is it going to take? What is special about this team that will allow things to progress and maybe the way that they haven't in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think we got everything we need. At the end of the day, it's just finishing, you know, getting late in the season, you know, just finishing those games when we are up on guys, just, you know, kind of just putting a nail in the coffin is the best way to say it.
Again, no disagreements from anyone. The head coach, the general manager, the fans, like anybody involved with the Green Bay Packers knows that this has been something we've heard. The debate that I feel is, Kyle, you've mentioned they've signed Hargrave, Zaire Franklin, like outside of the
Benjamin St. Juice.
Stop that.
Don't sleep on.
You ruined
Juice.
He's a backup.
May need him.
Anyway, he's not going to decide finishing. He's not going to be the most important key figure in finishing games.
They have an interception.
Jason Wilde has talked with us about this, and they emphasize takeaways with the ball king. they sucked at takeaways.
They were not bad.
You could emphasize finishing games. It doesn't mean you're going to suck at it. In my opinion, when it comes to finishing games, you got to, like, you can practice it all you want, but it's all about when the games are played. Like, you can practice it all you want. They practiced it last year, situational football. Every team does it. The difference is, are you going to get it done on Sundays? And finishing games, how'd they finish a couple games last year with the closer, Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
So, like, it's going to be huge for them to be able to accomplish what they want to. Jordan Love's going to have to be great in the fourth quarter. Matt LaFleur is going to have to be great with his timeouts, game man. Like, everyone needs to step their game up when it heightens up. And your, as I say, sphincter gets tight. That's when they need to perform. Everybody.
Yeah, the biggest thing that we have to understand that when it comes to finishing isn't about having reps in practice, right? Like, yeah, you can work on execution in practice and being where you're supposed to be and understanding read and reaction. But at the end of the day, finishing comes to having the ability. Finishing comes with the mentality. And the Green Bay Packers overall this offseason needed to find more guys with a mentality of you are not finna get past me. I'm going to make the play. Because you made a great point. The finisher was Michael Parsons. That's just innately, naturally in him. Michael Parsons is going to be gone for at least the first 4 weeks. Who is going to emerge during the first 4 weeks as the finisher for the Green Bay Packers? That's why it was so important for this offseason for them to emphasize we need to get more of a guys with an edge. We need to get guys who are a little bit more football savvy, understanding football versus being just great athletes versus Zaire Franklin maybe being a better captain of the defense. Getting somebody with experience with like Javon Hargrave to come inside, somebody who's played in big moments before. The Packers need to be able to finish, and it needs to be more of a mentality than anything else. And so that's why I'm glad that was the emphasis of the offseason. Now we need to see it translated on the football field, especially on the defensive side.
Because all right, I feel like it's my duty.
Yeah.
Devontae Wyatt is important.
He is.
But the Brewers are 25 games above 500.
Oh, okay.
I need like an update sounder. I don't know if you have one.
Is there a big update here with the Brewers?
That will work. Call that the K&B Fam Sports Desk again, I guess. As I mentioned about Andrew Fisher, the AA prospect.
What did they say?
They didn't say anything. I just have more tea leaves for you to read into.
Oh, okay.
They're important. It's very important. So I mentioned his last five tweets, March 23rd, April 3rd, June 6th, July 6th. So about once a month, give or take. Give or take. He then today changed his... Or it didn't change. He tweeted a sunglasses emoji and eye emoji. Like, oh, because of the report from The Athletic about the Brewers are doing the Brewers things again. He has changed his profile picture.
Oh, in a Brewers uniform.
He is wearing a Brewers jersey.
Milwaukee.
There's been no official announcement yet. I am waiting to see.
Bro, if Andrew Fisher gets called up, even if he signs a contract, he signs a contract, and we've seen the trend. You sign a contract, and a couple weeks later, you get called up.
But he skipped. I mean, skipping AAA has happened for the Brewers. We've seen that.
Bro, it's not even about skipping. It is so rare for guys to get drafted 1 year and in the majors the next.
But that's where I was going to
go. That would be ridiculous. But the reason why I would have confidence that he can actually do it is because he played in the World Baseball Classic. And in the World Baseball Classic, you're going against some guys who maybe not be major league players. But you're going against major league type talent, and that didn't faze him. But I think he's so hot this year because he got so much confidence in the World Baseball Classic this year. I think he hit like two or three home runs inside the World Baseball Classic. Like that, I wouldn't count him out.
I'm trying to find his World Baseball Classic stats when he played for Italy.
WBC stats for Andrew Fisher. I'm sure not too hard to find, right?
Italy. There we go. Come on. I like having this up for you. But, man, he's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't like when Kyle's necessarily right on everything. He was 5 for 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one home run.
His one homer.
He was tied for 5 RBIs with the team lead.
There it is.
Slugged 714. Again, small sample size.
And hit 357.
Four games, 357, over 1,000 OPS.
Yeah. Played well.
So the latest development is changing profile picture to Brewers uniform.
I feel like that's big.
Is this
a real picture or do you like edit it?
Bro, you can do anything.
No, it's probably a real picture because usually when they get drafted.
The worst thing that could have possibly happened, though, is he got hacked. And then everything I said goes to crap.
Well, I
which
mean,
happens.
It'd be interesting. I mean, that if he got hacked, that would be very interesting if he got hacked.
Denver Dan, TMZ Ben is hard at work right now. I am doing my best right now to be on the beat on the Andrew Fisher what the hell is going on sweepstakes.
The changing of the profile is interesting. The hack would be even more fascinating.
But it's not the first. Who got hacked recently?
Rashawn Gary. Well, he allegedly.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never seen somebody get hacked and got his page back that quickly. Rashawn Gary didn't get no dang hacked.
So what I'm saying is
anybody reported?
Brian Windhorst fingers up in the air. Nothing has been reported. But damn, does it feel like he's getting a contract from the Milwaukee Brewers. Come on. Jackson Turio, Luis Lara, Cooper Pratt, insert Andrew Fisher. Not yet, but hopefully.
TBD. We'll see. You're very excited about this.
I am.
What makes you excited? Do you want to see
bombs.
Him? You want to see him get called up this year?
I think the Brewers are just super fun, man.
Yeah, they're super fun. But you do realize if the Brewers call up Andrew Fisher, there's just
trust me, the rarity.
I understand
the rarity and depending on him in a big situation.
It's not even about how
I don't want to say Kyle's 2030 prediction and not worrying about 2026 is probably more right. But
I like when you say I'm right, but it doesn't mean they can't win a World Series.
Correct. But it's also very exciting.
It is very exciting. I love thinking about the future because the Brewers have done exactly what small market teams have to do. You have to draft extremely well. Now they have this new trend in baseball where you lock up these really talented players early on. They're doing a phenomenal job in the Dominican, getting some players from the Dominican and Venezuela and getting those guys to get developed to get here to Milwaukee. So
Did you go do any scouting in the Dominican?
Absolutely not. The only scouting I did
on your honeymoon
is how many things.
Matt Arnold didn't send you to go check out some ball.
No, pure vacation. Pure vacation. He was lucky if I watched baseball.
Not a true guy. Not a true guy.
Not at all. I took the time away. I did, and I enjoyed it. But what a great place to be.
Well, at least when you come home, you have some comfy stuff from Steinhoff.
Oh, absolutely. Just yesterday, I was sitting and relaxing, and I'll tell the story when I got disturbed and interrupted out of my wonderful rest on my wonderful couch. But that's the whole thing, is when you shop at Steinhoffels, you have the opportunity to get great furniture, whether it's a couch, whether it's a love seat, whether it's a mattress, whether you're looking to set up your patio, your kitchen, you can do it all at Steinhoffels. And right now, we can focus on your sleep because you can upgrade your sleep with a beauty rest mattress at Steinhoffels. And when you work with Steinhoffels, you can get a free foundation with your beauty rest mattress purchase. Queens start at just $14.99, or you can step up to luxury and get a beauty rest Black King adjustable base set and get $500 in instant savings. Plus, with Steinhoffel's 60 months financing, better sleep has never been more affordable. Listen, KB fam, don't overpay for a great night's sleep. Shop in store or online at Steinhoffel's today at steinhoffels.com or in store at Steinhoffel's. Man, listen, relax, y'all. It's Steinhoffels.
I'm trying to relax, but there's a lot going on right now, and I'm trying to keep up with the Andrew Fisher social media changes and photos and profile picture that now shows him as a Brewer. That would be crazy. His jump from where he was at age 19 to 22, damn.
Yeah.
Jim Rutledge hosting for Wildy and Taus said walk-off home runs are not exciting.
Boo.
Devontae Wyatt signs an extension with the Green Bay Packers.
All right now.
Andrew Fisher's social media is changing it quickly. There was an athletic reporter that did say the Brewers are going to do something very Brewers-like. Andrew Fisher put out eye emojis and sunglass emojis and then got a notice like 30 minutes ago that he changed his profile picture to him wearing Brewers gear. For those unfamiliar, he hits a lot of home runs in the minors, and he's had a ascension very fast. And by the way, the Miz pitches tonight.
He's back. How you feel about tonight?
I am watching as a... How many pitches? How deep can he go? How deep will they let him go? Right? Like, there was moments this year in which he literally looked at the dugout and said to Pat Murphy, like, shoo. He shooed off the two-time NL manager of the year to say, this is my guy, his pitch count was high.
So you think the Brewers at this point are going to put him at a pitch count each game?
I'm thinking 80. 80 to 90.
80 to 90 now or 80 to 90 for the remainder of the season because we're thinking about postseason?
That's a great question. The wanting to see the Miz at all times in me says just now. But the you're down Harrison, you're down Woody, you don't have the six starter thing going. They could bring somebody up, like Coleman Crowe had another good start in AAA. It's probably 80-90 the rest of the way. Like, there's going to be some moments where he's in the fifth and he's at 78. But if they have, like, a 4-1 lead, even though that's, you know, still, like, a high leverage spot for, like, Ashby and McGill and Abner.
Yeah,
I think he goes out when normally they'd be like, all right, let's get him through the six.
I think it'd be smart for the Brewers because at this point now, I mean, you're talking about a team that already has 62 wins at this point. And to get to the playoffs, I think the Brewers, you're 30 wins away from guaranteeing winning, getting a playoff spot. And I would say maybe 35 away from for sure. I mean,
what are they, a half game back of the Dodgers?
No, I'm talking about.
I know, but
I think 90 wins guarantees you a playoff
I know
spot.
That, but also, like, you don't want to lose sight of the fact that you can get a top seed and skip the wild card, yeah, which we know is finicky.
So that would be something. But also, the most important thing is, regardless of if you get the one seed or not, you want to make sure that your best pitcher is going to be available during the playoffs because something the Brewers have run into, not their best pitcher, but their second best pitcher, and now will be in a third consecutive year, is not going to be available for you in the playoffs with Brandon Woodruff. And so I think it's so important that the Brewers really focus on, we're going to make the playoffs. How can we manage to make sure that Jacob Mizorowski is still going to have some left in the tank? Because this is going to be the most innings he's ever pitched in a season, major leagues or minor leagues as well. And this is going to be the first time where he is the actual ace of the staff, and the Brewers are going to be trotting him out there game one and going to depend on him during the series.
So Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. Do you think Miz should be on a pitch count the rest of the way until the postseason?
I'm saying absolutely.
Because here's where my brain goes when I try and figure out, like, again, this isn't the end-all be-all, but it's a starting point. I go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and I look to see what's his strikeout prop. What's his outs recorded prop? What do you think his strikeout prop is?
For tonight, 7.5.
8.5.
8.5.
Minus 150. Ooh. So you have to lay a lot of money and you have to get 9 strikeouts, and you're laying juice.
So that's
so under 8.5 is plus 112. So if you and again, by the way, even if he does go 80 to 85 pitches, he still can get that many strikeouts. We saw the man get, what was it, in 95 pitches in the Maddox? Was it 13?
Yeah, I think it was 13. It might have been more. Oh no, he just
but
only. Yeah.
That's my point, right? Like, even though he might be on a little bit of let's not make sure he gets fatigued.
He hasn't pitched in. I mean, but again, he hasn't pitched in a couple weeks.
So outs recorded.
Trying to do the math.
Very simple. It's by
18.
17.5 is the over-under.
Yeah.
Getting through six innings. Mm-hmm. That's minus 165. So again,
so
under 17.5 is plus 120.
It sounds like the book believes that he's going to be able
normal.
Just doing what he wants to do. I just don't.
Also, again, in those amount of pitches, he could. Last year, I would say this is you go under. But this year's been different where they've been trusting him a lot more.
Yeah, I guess my biggest thing right now is that I just don't know what the Brewers had him rest for, right? Like, was it just general rest? Did he really not bounce back from his start where they wanted to give him more time? Like, what?
Did they just say,
well, why not
before the All-Star break?
Why not just say that? Like, I don't just say, hey, we're just resting him before the All-Star break.
Yeah, because saying arm fatigue, like,
it makes you feel
a little nervous. It heightens your senses a little bit.
Or maybe they're playing gamesmanship. I have no idea. I mean, gamesmanship in July does nothing for you. But that's why I have no idea
how you're playing checkers and Pat Murphy's playing chess and you just don't know the long-term move.
That is true. And let me tell you, when it comes to baseball, I wouldn't even be playing checkers.
Adam McAlvey on MLB.com. I feel normal. I feel good, Mizorowski said. The rest was 100% good. I feel ready. In reference to Freddie, that will be fun. I want the best for Freddie. He's an awesome guy. I love Freddie, but he's on the other team. You've got to go kick his ass. That's my job.
Yes, sir, it is.
When I hear that, sounds like a man who's going to, you know, try and go as far as he can. It's up to everyone else to manage him.
if this game's in a spot where the Brewers don't need Miz to go long, let's say they break it out to where it's like 6-0, end of five.
But that's where I even said, like, even if he's if it's 4-1 and it's a spot where you still want him to get another inning, that's going to be the real question.
I don't even.
That's the question of, like, do you push it with him?
No.
To help your bullpen beyond just this game, but the next game.
Unless
right?
he is pitching a no hitter, I don't care.
But that's the thing. In your head need to say, even if he's pitching a no hitter, the rules are the rules because it's not about the regular season. It's about the long game.
I mean, no hitters is.
Now you want to make exceptions for your
rule.
Yeah,
no hitters is special stuff. Yeah, it's special. I mean,
he's got a no hitter in the seventh inning on 100 pitches.
Well, that's exactly. 100 pitches. So, exactly. I mean, there's obviously you got to weigh it out, but if he's got a no-hitter in the seventh inning, he's at 80 pitches, we're riding him out.
I'm going to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm wearing the shirt right now, loud and proud, because I know what they do, and they work with you. And if you want new windows and doors, if you're shopping for them, you don't want to deal with haggling. They don't haggle at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They stick to the straightforward pricing, honest conversations, and they help homeowners find what's right for their home. When you buy directly through Pella, you get the same team that manufactures your windows and doors. They sell, install, and service them. So real pricing, premium quality, no games. Schedule your in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. I've done that for the first floor. They went at my pace. Different areas of the house, front door, back door. Work within your budget, your timing with financing options with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I got a high today off this.
I'm sorry, what?
I got a high tracking everything that's going on today.
I thought you said you got high today. I would say, okay.
I got a high.
Cheech and Chong over here.
Take it easy. Or not. TMZ Ben has nothing to report on any updates regarding Andrew Fisher, the Brewers prospect. Anything that might be going on there.
Is there anybody else that's buying into this narrative, like, online? So this is something online.
The post of him with the eye emoji and the sunglasses has 300,000 views.
Any legitimate person, like legitimate journalist, not saying you're not a legitimate journalist, but
I think that if we've seen this at times, relationships within the organization are important. Mm-hmm. If they want to get something out, they might tell somebody, hey, like, don't break this until we give you the go. That's my thoughts.
So then why would Andrew Fisher do any type of – bring any type of attention to himself if he's not supposed to
say anything? I don't know. You saw when – was it when Cooper Pratt got brought up? He was hugging everybody in the dugout. Like, it wasn't official –
Well, that's when he got brought up. That's not when he got the contract.
That's true.
He's not getting called up.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're
Come on now. Come
what
on
would
now,
you tweet
TMZ
if you got a contract?
Yeah, somebody got paid.
Money signs.
Okay.
somebody.
If there was a money sign in there, then I'd be full go. Unless it was hacked. But again, there's nothing else to report other than what I had said. I want to bring this back to what we were talking about earlier as Andrew Fisher got in the way of him in his profile picture on Twitter being changed to him wearing a Brewers jersey.
Yeah. The team that drafted him.
Warren Sharp, who's an analytics guy.
Mm-hmm. Every time I see his name, I think Sapp.
Me too. I always think Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Every time. The best QBs when losing the second half.
Ooh.
This is ranked by EPA/dropback.
Estimated points. Like expected type.
Yes, essentially, if every quarterback in every situation, what are you expected? What's your expected value with you at that spot?
Points added.
Jordan Love, number two.
Woo!
Stafford, Love, Knicks, Allen, Williams, Purdy, Mahomes, May, Prescott, Mayfield. You kind of get the gist here. Why I bring that up is because we had a conversation about finishing games. And my gripe has never been with Jordan Love. My gripe has been with Matt LaFleur.
Mm.
So if Jordan's not the problem, is the guy? Is it the old Giselle no longer Brady saying my husband can't throw and catch the ball too? Is it on Romeo or was it Romeo Dobbs who dropped? Yeah, Romeo Dobbs dropping a pass in the game against the Bears.
No, it was Jaden Reed who dropped the pass. Romeo had a hell of a catch.
Is it Christian Watson not putting his body on the line over the middle on fourth down?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Matt LaFleur in time management and game situations?
Kicker, make field goals that he gets paid to make. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you and tell everybody else, that it's not a Jordan Love problem that we have. It is a supporting cast problem around Jordan Love that is the biggest issue, is that Jordan Love in that playoff game for the Packers against the Bears, he was putting the team on his back. And everybody said, well, what about the third quarter? Well, Jordan Love can't block. Jordan Love can't force guys to get open. So Jordan Love did everything he could do with his arm in order to will this team to victory, but unfortunately, everybody else around him failed him. So yes, when I see something like that, when Jordan doing well when he's behind, is I've seen it. I've seen him try to close out games and the defense collapse, and I've seen him drive the ball downfield and have the guys around him not step up and make catches when they need to. So yeah, I get it. Jordan Love is a baller. I've been trying to tell y'all this for a while. That's why he's my number six overall quarterback entering the 2026 season in the NFL.
So if Jordan's not to blame, who do you put the majority of the blame?
I'll put the majority of the blame on Matt LaFleur for not having a personality like not his team not taking on a personality of being able to finish. And if Matt LaFleur, which we've seen him cry, not cry, but like get a little frustrated sometimes, get a little whiny on the sidelines a couple times, sometimes your team is a reflection of the character that you show on the sidelines. And I feel like Matt LaFleur needs to have this mentality about him that exudes the fact that we're confident and we're going to finish. He's not that dude. And that's the one thing that he's missing, is that he's not like a guy that I feel like they look at, they're like, yeah, we finna finish this game. And clearly after last year, after the Packers lost the last four games of the regular season, then lost a playoff game, clearly he couldn't stop the bleeding for this team.
I think you bring up a good point about the, again, no one's asking him to be somebody else, but if you're going to be the offensive guru, having confidence is something you can exude no matter what your personality is.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you're like the big alpha or the quiet, like you can be whoever you want to be and have that confidence show through whatever your personality is. And I think at times you mentioned the frustration on the sideline. It reminds me of the most annoying teams and coaches that you watch in sports when the calls aren't going their way. And I'm going to talk about the Packers specifically, but you see teams.
Argentina yesterday.
Sure. Yes. But it affects the entire game, and the fans start being like, oh, it's always this. It's always that. It's always the refs. It's always this. Like, that needs to be gone. Cause you do inherently feel a little bit of that in tight situations with Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. I just want Matt LaFleur to be more consistent with what his identity is. We've seen in games Matt LaFleur try to put teams away. We've seen in games where Matt LaFleur took his foot off the gas. I want Matt LaFleur to just be consistent. Now, obviously, I want to see the Matt LaFleur that went forward on fourth down against the Detroit Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving, because I believe that is the football team that that's the team that we can be, because you have a quarterback in Jordan Love that can put you in that position that you can trust, right? That is the key for me. And so I want to see this team be a lot more aggressive, because it would be a mentality. Because if you have the mentality, listen, fellas, you already know what it is. Like the Detroit Lions, though they had a down year, you know if it's fourth and one from the 50, Detroit's going for it. Like, you already know what Detroit is going to do. So I want the Green Bay Packers to have a mentality of understanding that we're going to put our foot on people's necks and we're going to finish teams. And finishing isn't just finishing games. Finishing is absolutely pummeling teams. When we're up by 10 going into halftime, we want to be up by 21 by the time the game ends. And that's one thing I feel like the Green Bay Packers have lacked. And hopefully when they talk about finishing, it is about...
Enough of Kyle. Update. TMZ Ben on the case.
Okay, what happened?
Sources close to the program. Madison Hayes, 24 on Instagram. Andrew Fisher has followed ESPN Milwaukee after we put out a clip of you and I discussing Andrew Fisher.
Oh, wow. On where?
ESPN Milwaukee.
Wow, he's all over social media. He needs to...
But if he's following us after we're talking about him likely being the guy that they're signing...
Either...
More tea!
Has somebody...
C-Cat, come on. Ben is on it.
He's got to call in.
Well, call in. Go ahead. 800-990-3776 to Andrew Fisher. This would be a big one. What if somebody from ESPN Milwaukee...
DM him,
yes.
Send something. CK, you don't do that. You'll get in trouble. Tell somebody else to do it. Looking out for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. He is.
Yes, it's another tea leaf.
Or are they off today? Like, it's a Monday. They can't be off today.
When do they?
The Brewers.
You said off. Oh, the minor league off. Yeah, today?
We're not off. Obviously, is everything in?
Yeah. So where do Biloxi Shuckers play today?
Are we looking up the same thing? You're on it. You're on it.
Biloxi Shuckers schedule. Let's see. Let's see how much time.
7:20 is the date today.
Okay, so shouldn't he be? He should be taking batting practice or something at this time.
Hell no! If I just got signed, I'd be like, you take batting practice. I'm gonna count my cash.
No, don't count your cash. You gotta earn that cash. The Biloxi Shuckers next game. Jeez, this took me all the way to the start. Today's July 20th.
They have an off day today.
Oh,
he's got plenty of time to be locked in.
He's
following the news.
Hey, you know what? An off day means he got all the time in the world. Okay. Well, Andrew Fisher, if you're listening, go ahead and give us a share or a retweet on social media.
Press like on our post if you
He already liked it. He followed.
Press like on our post talking about you being signed to the Brewers. If it's a potential that you're signing with the Brewers.
Because it could be him saying, all right, let me go ahead and follow all the folks in Milwaukee who are in sports because I'm going to be up there soon.
Hopefully he doesn't scroll down and see Jim Rutledge.
he's not one of us.
But hopefully he's listening because if you're not from Wisconsin, you probably know Palermo's, but when you're from Wisconsin, you definitely know Palermo.
Oh, I had Palermo's on Saturday.
And if you're trying to make magic out of whatever's in your fridge, don't do that. Let Screaming Sicilian handle the dinner. Because when you have loaded edge-to-edge real cheese with premium toppings and the Screaming Sicilian breadsticks, warm, cheesy, pull-apart breadsticks that you're going to want to just devour, you can get them for $5.99. That's right, $5.99 at Sendix. So stop on, make pizza night tonight, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. I literally was telling my wife, I was like, we should just do Screaming Sicilian 7 days so we don't have to think about dinners. And I think our daughter would like it. I would like it. My wife would like it. We'd all be happy with Screaming Sicilian. So $5.99. It's at Sendix. More amore. What's going to happen next? Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. I don't even know where to begin. 800-990-3776 is the Carbus Talking Text Line. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. If you've missed anything, everything's at your fingertips at the ESPN Wisconsin app. You got nothing, Kyle? You have nothing to add? You're just waiting for me?
I'm just waiting. What do you mean?
What do I mean? We started the show with one of the worst takes ever in ESPN Wisconsin history from Jim Rutledge saying walk-off home runs aren't exciting.
Oh, that was terrible.
Then
make sure he doesn't make sure our new follow on social media doesn't hear that.
Then Devontae Wyatt signed an extension, very big. That
big time.
It's hard to find good interior defensive linemen in the NFL when
big
healthy.
Time.
He's a very good impact player for the Packers.
Look at him.
Athletic writer said the Brewers are doing Brewers things again.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. And then all of a sudden, Andrew Fisher, who's a prospect, who's now in Double A
at Biloxi, has off day today.
An off day. He's tweeting out. A quote tweet to that with sunglass emoji and eyeball emojis. Then the next development was he changed his profile picture to him wearing Milwaukee Brewers jerseys.
Profile picture change is always a big change.
Big change.
It notifies people.
He then reposted the tweet from the Athletic writer. He then saw Kyle and I talking about this very situation, and followed ESPN Milwaukee. Why would he want to know about Milwaukee? Why would he want to know about Milwaukee?
Maybe it's a place that he expects to be pretty soon, and sooner than a lot of us expect.
Now, there is no confirmed report for the record, but I just want you to know there's something brewing.
Ooh, hey.
It's not the first time that's ever happened.
No. Let's see what's brewing.
Yeah, it's in the song. It's one of their songs.
I mean, it'd be spicy and interesting, but for me, again, it to me on the backside of it is if the
poo,
Brewers are planning
is this poo poo Kyle coming
well,
out.
If the Brewers are planning on calling them up, that just shows you there goes your trade, there goes the deal you've been asking for. There it is. The Brewers are bringing up the young prospects that they believe have an opportunity to be a difference for this team, and hoping they catch lightning in a bottle this year. One of those guys become a difference. Wouldn't it be incredible if a kid like Andrew Fisher signs a contract and then let's say 2 weeks from now finds himself being the starting third baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I don't know if I can see it happening that fast.
I mean, you may not be able to see it happening that fast, but you see him doing all these little googly eyes at on all the social media.
That doesn't mean he's going to be called up to
if
play
he
in the big
if he signs a deal, he's getting called up. I just want you to, based off what we have seen, when Jackson Churio, he signed in offseason, he came up. Cooper Pratt signed it. He was up within
Laura
3 weeks.
Laura came up
within 2 weeks, too.
Yeah, pretty fast.
And so I'm just saying that is.
And now, by the way, he has an opportunity with Sal Frelick going on IL.
Yeah, and these guys have been skipping AAA. The Brewers have had multiple guys in the past, skip AAA. So I wouldn't be surprised if one guy in the Brewers minor league can do it, even though we already have Jesus Madé. Andrew Fisher's been amazing over the last calendar year.
Hmm.
What happened now?
Starting Freddie and have Vaughn at first, Bowers and Wright.
Starting Freddie?
A right-handed pitcher
okay.
for the Mets.
Okay,
sorry,
it,
I did not it. Explain that out loud.
Yes.
Well, in my head, I'm thinking, I just talked about Luis Lara and the opportunities he should be getting, and then you go with Wrighty at first base when you could have put Bowers at first and Lara and Wright.
Are you questioning?
No, I'm just
Pat Murphy.
I just thought that maybe with Sal, might open up some more opportunity for the youngster that they brought up.
Maybe there's something through the analytics that they saw that this is what they want to do. I don't question anything.
I know you're a sheep, Murphy, and it's okay to be a sheep.
Yeah, I'm a sheep to Pat Murphy. Yes,
I agree.
You said it with a negative connotation. Yes, you're a sheep. You said it in a negative way.
I did not. Yeah. Homer said it too. He goes, when it comes to the Brewers, I'm a sheep, and he said. Started buying.
No,
can buy too.
But you called me a sheep in a negative way. I've already bought before. I have no problem following behind Pat Murphy because what Pat Murphy has done.
You're also a sheep to every team you follow.
Not 100%, no. I push back and I criticize.
And then
and I'm realistic.
Every year the Packers are going to be 17-0 when you pick them each week. Sounds like a sheep to me.
I have them over 500. They have not disappointed with the over 500 prediction.
What does that mean?
That means I pick them every year to be over 500. They've only let me down once.
2022?
Yep.
I have a quick question. What's the affiliate of the Brewers that Fisher plays for right now?
Biloxi.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Is that not how you say Biloxi?
Biloxi.
Biloxi? Is it Biloxi?
Biloxi.
It might be Biloxi. I say Biloxi. I don't know. Biloxi.
Listen.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to be there. Biloxi.
Biloxi.
I say Biloxi.
A lot of Biloxi.
Oxy, isn't
Biloxi,
it?
Biloxi,
Biloxi. O-X-I?
I've just gotten a lot of pronunciations incorrectly in this position, so I wanted to take a little bit of,
We're not doing real journalism. Jim, Matt, Molly and Jim up next in Madison, Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We continue on in 2 minutes, 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and of course, ESPN Wisconsin app.